Parashas Vezos HaBracha. We always read Vezos HaBracha on the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. We conclude the Chamishe Chumshe Torah with the final blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu about the Shvatim. And the end of the Chumash tells us about Moshe's demise on the eastern side of the Yarden River. There is an interesting theme that follows Moshe through the end of his life, beginning in Parashas Pinchas. And yes, that's all the way back in the book of Bamidbar, but in Parshas Pinchas, Perach of Zion, that's really the beginning of the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, even though it takes us some months to read from there through Vezos HaBracha. And in Parshas Pinchas, Hashem tells Moshe he should ascend to the top of the peak of Mount Nebo and see the land, but there he will not cross. And right after that, Hashem tells him to appoint Yehoshua. When we come to the end of the Chumash, both in Ha'azinu and Vezos HaBracha, this command is echoed. So I am first quoting from the Psukim in Ha'azinu, and then I will quote from Vezos HaBracha. Devarim Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Ches. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Le'emor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe in the midst of that very day, saying, Ale el har ha'avarim hazeh har nevo, asher be'eretz mov, asher al pnei yirecho, ure'e, as Aretz Kenan, asher ani nosin d'vnei Yisrael la'achuza. Go up to Mount Avarim, to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is opposite Yericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel as a possession. Umus Bahar, you Moshe will die in the Mount Nebo, meaning not crossing the Yarden River. You will be gathered into your people. Ki mineged tira es ha'aretz, from afar, from a distance, you will see the land. V'shamalo tavo, to there you will not cross. Al aretz asher ani nosin divnei Yisrael, and that is how Ha'azinu ends, to the land I am giving to the children of Israel. So two times in this passage here, Perek Lamed Beis with Varim Psukim Mem Ches through Nun Beis, Moshe is told that from the peak of the mountain he shall see the land. Pasuk Mem Tes Ure'e Es Aretz Kanan Asher Ani Nosin Levnei Yisrael La'Achuza. And once again, Perek Nun Pasuk Nun Beis Ki Mi Neged Tira Es Ha'Aretz V'Shamalo Tavo. And then we come to Vezos HaBracha, the final perek in the whole Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayal Moshe Me'arvos Moav Al Har Nebo Rosh Pisgah. And Moshe ascended from the plains of Moav to the peak of Mount Nebo, the head of the mountain, the top of the mountain, the peak. Asher Al Pnei Yirecho, that is facing Yirecho. Vayar Ehu Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz Es HaGilad Adan. And Hashem showed him the entire land from Gilad to Dan, and the entire Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and the whole land of Yehuda. Ad Hayam Acharon, until the final sea. What does that mean, the final sea? Means the Mediterranean Sea. However, Rashi says, Davar Acher, Al Tikri Hayam Acharon, Ela Hayam Acharon. Don't read it the last sea, read it the last day. Har Eva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol HaMe'oros, HaMe'oros, She'asidin Le'ira Le'isra, Ad She'yichyu HaMe'isim. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him the entire Jewish destiny, everything, that all the occurrences that would happen to Israel until the time of the resurrection of the dead. That's a negev, that's a kikar, bikas yirecho, iratmarim ad soar. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the entire land, from north to south, the eastern border, the western border. And what is the last words? Unbelievable. What are the last words of God to Moshe Rabbeinu? Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. Whoever is not moved by these psukim, I can't even imagine. Doesn't matter how many times I read them, it doesn't matter how many times I recite them, it doesn't matter how many times I teach them. They are so moving, they're so powerful, they're so evocative, they're so profound, and they're so sad. Vayomer Hashem Eilav, last words. Asher Koch, you took the people out of Egypt, Gevaldik, you gave them the Torah, good job bringing them the manna, you fought Amalek, you split the sea, you davened for the people. What's the last thing Hashem says? Vayomer Hashem Eilav, Zos Ha'aretz, Asher Nishpati, La'Avram, Le'Yitzchak, Le'Yakov, Le'mor, Le'Zar'acha, Etnena, Isicha ve'einecha v'shamado ta'avar. You know, Kosh Baruch Hu meets Moshe by the burning bush. At the beginning of his career. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. What is the first thing Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu? After take off your shoes, I'm the God of your fathers. I've seen the affliction of my people. I've heard their outcry that Egypt is enslaving them. I am coming down to save them. Ve'ered lahatzilo ula'aloso mina oretz ahi al eretz tova rechava eretz avad chalavu dvash. I am coming down to save them, to take them out of this land, to take them to the good and broad land, the land flowing with milk and honey. Hashem meets Moshe. He says, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. The first communication with God to Moshe is about Eretz Yisrael. And the final communication of God to Moshe is about Eretz Yisrael. And God said to him, this is the land that I swore to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. And I said, to your seed I shall give it. I have allowed you to see it with your eyes. And there you shall not cross. And there Moses died, the servant of the Lord, in the land of Moab, by the word of Hashem. And Hashem buried him in the depression, see so to Yudal at Alf. Hashem buried Moshe in the land of Moab, opposite Beis Pa'ar, so he should be a kapara for the sin of Baal Pa'ar. No man knows his burial place till this day. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eyesight did not dim. His moisture did not leave him. And the children of Israel cried for him in the plains of Moab for 30 days. And the days of crying for Moshe and the mourning finished. And Yehoshua ben Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moshe had given him smicha back in Parshas Pinchas. And the children of Israel listened to Yehoshua and they did like Hashem commanded Moshe. And a prophet in Israel never rose like Moses who knew God face to face. For all the signs and the wonders that God sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Paro, to all of his servants, to his whole land, and to all the strong hand, and to all the great awesomeness that Moshe did before the eyes of the children of Israel. I always feel that Vizos HaBracha, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but has the unfortunate zchus of being read on Simchas Torah. And amidst all the aliyahs, all the men are getting aliyahs, the boys are getting aliyahs, people running in and out, going to Kiddush, coming away from Kiddush, dancing, hakafos, Moshe slips off almost into anonymity, chas v'shalem, in silence. Every other parsha gets its own Shabbos. We darshan, we read, we pay attention, we have divrei Torah. There's also bracha. Moshe slips away, the anav ma'od mikola adam, leaves us away from the limelight. I want to quote Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Vayera Hashem is kol aretz ad hayam ha'acharon. And God showed him the whole land until the last sea. We have all been appointed as God's agents, says the Rav. We are sent here to fulfill his assignments. A person's role as agent disappears the moment the sender wishes to terminate the agent status, the shlichus. A person exists on earth only as long as he pursues his mission. Moses' request to lead the nation of Israel into the land came out of a desire to completely fulfill the assignment for which God had chosen him. In Egypt, God used five terms and referenced Israel's redemption. It's the beginning of Perek Vav in Shmos. And I will release them, I will save them, I will take them, I will redeem them. Was the fifth term of redemption. And Moses thought to himself, four of these promises have been fulfilled. We saw them all come true. They've been fulfilled through my agency, Moses thought. But the fifth, is not yet fulfilled. Said Moshe to himself, according to Rav Soloveitchik, so to speak, if I do not lead the people into Israel, I will die without having completed my assignment. If, on the other hand, I cross the Yarden River, the fifth phase of redemption will be realized. I will have fulfilled my God-given assignment completely. God replied, so to speak, Moses, your premise is incorrect. Even if you were to cross the Yarden, your shlichus can never be completely fulfilled because your assignment, Moshe, spans Jewish history and will never be completed until the eschatological era, Yemos HaMashiach, and the ultimate redemption. Rav Soloveitchik explains that in response to Moshe's request, God told him, ascend the mount, view not only the entire land of Israel, view the entire vista of Jewish history. And the Lord showed him the whole land. Rashi comments, he showed him the land of Israel in peace, Beshalva, and the future persecutors who were persecuted, Bechorbanah. By showing him these future events, God in essence was telling Moshe, to fulfill your shlichus completely, you would have to live through the entire span of Jewish history. You would have to witness the era in which the children of Israel rested securely on their land and experienced the exile on the rivers of Babylon. And so on the words Hayam Ha'acharon, until the last sea, S-E-A, Rashi comments, don't read it the last sea, read it the last day, Yom Ha'acharon. In effect, God was telling Moses, if you were truly to complete your mission, crossing the Yarden would be just the beginning. not the end of your mission. Indeed, with your leadership, Israel would experience greater victories than under Yahushua, and your words of rebuke would be more effective than those of Jeremiah the prophet. But to fulfill your shlichus completely, you would have to take part in all future events that will confront the Jewish people. Do you truly believe you have completely accomplished the imperative suggested by the first four terms of redemption, Vahotseisi, Vahitzalti, I will take you out, I will save you, Vigaalti, I will redeem you, Vilakachti Eschem Lilam, I will take you to me as a nation? Says the Rav, these Arba Lashonot Gelula do not only refer to the salvation from Egypt. There are other salvations to be realized, deliverance from Babylon, deliverance from Rome, from future exiles in all generations. God was saying to Moshe, to truly fulfill your shlichus, you would have to be present when the temples are built and destroyed, the first and the second, 586, before the common era and 70 common era respectively. You would have to accompany Rabbi Akiva as he taught Torah and Mass in the aftermath of Churban Bayis Sheni. Indeed, Moshe, to completely fulfill your shlichus, you would not only have to cross the Yarden River, you would have to be in every yeshiva, in every generation, in every millennium. But Moses, you were created to live in a specific generation. You cannot live until the last day. You can see the last day. V'shama lo ta'avar. To the last day, you cannot cross. In future generations, the transition is handed over from Moshe to Yahushua, from Yahushua to the elders. He quotes from Pirkei Avos. Moshe Masrai Yeshua, Yeshua Zakim, Zakim, Levim, Levim Masul, Anche Knesset Zagadola. Moshe Kibel Torah from Sinai, Pirkei Avos, Perek Av Mistaf. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai, and part of his shlichus was not to live forever and not to cross the Yarden. Because crossing the Yarden would not have been the fulfillment of his assignment anyway. The fulfillment of his assignment was to hand it over to Yeshua. The Yeshua to the Zakim, the elders, the Zakim to Nevi'im, the elders to the prophets, Nevi'im to the Anche Knesset Zagadola, the men of the great assembly, to our Rabbanim and teachers throughout the generation. Moshe, even though you will die, others after you will assume your shlichus and bring it to completion and to fruition. Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Aya Moshe me'ar v'smov al harnival rosh ha'piska asher al pnei yirichu v'yar ehu Hashem es kol ha'aretz asagilad ad dan ad hayom acharon. And God said to him, Zos ha'aretz asher nishpati l'avro mitzchak l'yakov le'mer l'zarecha et nena. Moshe, you can see the land, but you cannot possibly cross because your mission will not be fulfilled at Bias Goel Tzadik. The last words of Hashem to Moshe, after Salna Alecha Me'al Raglecha, the first words of God to Moshe were, La'alosu mina aretzehi al aretz tovu rechava aretz zavat chalavud vash. And the last words, Harisicha ve'enecha v'shama lo Ta'avor. I have allowed you to see it with your eyes. Your eyes, Moshe, of prophecy, which span the millennia, until your tafkid will be fulfilled, not with you personally, not with you literally, but through the embodiment of you, through our Rabbeim, our teachers, our guiding lights, in each and every generation. V'shama lo ta'avor, and therefore, to there you cannot cross. And for all the strong hand, with the chala mora gadol, and for all the great awesomeness, and for asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael, we continue to witness. We are part of that kol Yisrael, and we witness through limud haTorah, the beautiful Torah. How apropos that we read v'zosa bracha and simchas Torah. We are zochet to witness the great hand of God and all the awesome wonders that Moshe did. Through learning the Torah HaKadosha before the eyes of all of Israel, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. I look forward to continuing with you as we once again begin our journey through Bereishis together. I wish everyone a beautiful Yom Tov, Sameach Tovichagecha, Va'yisa Ach Sameach Kol Tov, and thank you to all.